I'll let you do that later. Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So thank you for tuning back to the channel. Well, to the females of our species, happy Women's Day. It is indeed the International Day of Women. Not a huge thing in the Anglosphere. I hadn't even heard of it till I was 12, and I found out about it when I was on French exchange in Toulouse. Now, in the erstwhile Soviet bloc, it's quite a major thing, though not a public holiday. Remember women in Romania being greeted with bouquets of flowers at work and so forth. Likewise, in Russia, Kazakhstan, and Azerbaijan. So, I think in the Western world, women have it made pretty much. Some places where it's fantastic, where even feminists would say that the situation is satisfactory, in Sweden or the Netherlands or things like that. I remember reading this about guidebook about the Netherlands, that women in the Netherlands just as liberated as men and feel safe and can do what they want, and that's it. And obviously that's marvelous. I'm very pleased to hear about it. Obviously there are countries where the situation of women is grim indeed. Afghanistan would be at the worst of the lot. Saudi Arabia and Iran, the situation isn't terribly good either. So what are problems which impact women specifically? Well, partly, gender-based violence, wife beating, but but there could be husband beating, but that I think rarely happens, partly because men on average are bigger and stronger than women, things like that. Are there any discriminatory laws? Well, Russia is one of the worst offenders, with dozens of jobs that women aren't allowed to do because it supposedly is bad for their reproductive health. I can't think of other things. I mean, even in Saudi Arabia, the guardianship system has been done away with. The abolishment of this ban on women driving automobiles, that was thrown in the bin some years ago. What else? It's terrible when there are honor killings, and often these are illegal, but happen a lot. In Pakistan and the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, there's a slap on the wrist, send them to these things. People like Kandil Baloch, way back in 2016, who was, they say, was the Kim Kardashian of Pakistan. She published these videos that most people in the Occident would see as slightly saucy, but that they were seen as horrific by many people in Pakistan. Indeed, she was murdered by her own brother. And what a perverse form of so-called family honor that is, to murder a woman who never did any harm whatsoever, appeared in a few slightly cheeky videos. Unfortunately, there are some feminist bigots who would agree with the mother, with her brother. Even they wouldn't go so far as to murder the woman, but say, oh, this is demeaning to women, or this is objectification of women, or something like that. Puritans, censorious types who cannot abide women celebrating their sexuality, and probably even worse for them is men deriving some pleasure from this. This is the proclamation of war on human nature when you say such things are ghastly. What else? I mean, discrimination in the workplace, but how much there is in the Western countries, I mean, I can't quantify it. Women on average earn less than men, I'm often told. Is that because they go into lower paid occupations on the whole? But are they lower paid because women do them more? Are they lower pressured? Are they easier to qualify in? I'm not quite sure. And what people often talk about, male higher reward, but seldom about male higher sacrifice. And are women less competitive? I mean, I don't have data at my fingertips to back this up. I remember seeing a video by a brain scientist, and she said that there's a notion there's a male brain and a female brain, and that's not true. That, gender is something which is acculturated. You can call to mind Simone de Beauvoir's classic, The Second Sex, she published about 1946, in which says one is not born a woman, one becomes one. Well, that's true in as much as you actually have to grow up before you're a woman rather than a girl. But I think her point was that really we're experientially shaped, and society indoctrinates girls into believing that they should have certain beliefs. And this attitudinal formation means that they behave in a different way from boys and men and so forth, and have different values. And it is not innate. It is something which is constructed. There's probably some truth in that. But you might say that, until the last century, in virtually every country, in virtually every epoch, men had more wealth, political power, blah, blah, blah. And Nolan Knowles pointed out that, obviously, virtually every invention, virtually every scientific breakthrough was by males. And that's partly because women weren't allowed access to higher education until the late 19th century. The United States was the first country in the world to allow tertiary education for women. That was 1854. So my goodness, it's not even 200 years ago. And now in many Western countries, there are more girls than boys who go on to university, which suggests that women probably already always had the aptitude, which was held back by societal prejudice. So feminism, been around probably since the late 18th century. You can read Mary Wollstonecraft's A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, not Women, Woman. Well, I perused it myself and read of the anxious solicitude that she held for womankind and wanted greater higher education. Of course, in her day, the most important decision a woman made was whom to marry. And there were no well-paid jobs for women. The only middle-class job for a female was a teacher, which is, of course, the poorest paid. And so marrying a man was vital if she's going to have a decent standard of living. And she had to get that decision right because divorce was almost unheard of, was ruinously expensive, was incredibly long, was seen as absolutely scandalous, no matter how badly her husband had treated her. So a couple split up, they might live apart, never speak again, but they seldom divorced. Anyway, so she died of puerperal fever, giving birth to Mary Wollstone, well, Mary Godwin, later known as Mary Shelley. So feminism, I think, has done us all a great service in this first wave, maybe a second wave. Of course, I'm very happy for women to do any job at all, being soldiers, anything, being prime ministers. You know, in Republic of Ireland, I wouldn't mind if our Taoiseach in future were never males ever again. Likewise, our presidents. We had 21 years of Marys. And yes, I've got no problem with women earning more money than me. What else? I think women's sport is marvelous. So, I've had a female boss many, many times. I've worked in an occupation where the majority of people are female. So all that is good. How can feminism be reconciled with transgender rights? Good question. Well, what are transgender rights? I mean, if you're a man who wants to call yourself a woman or vice versa, I'm not going to stand in your way, but I just don't think I should have to go along with that. There is such thing as the truth, which is opposite to a lie. This is falsity to claim that pretending to be something makes you that thing. You know, if I claim that I'm dead for the purpose of tax evasion, well, that's not going to cut it. And so often transgenderism is like gender blackface, is a sick parody of what it is to be a woman or indeed a man. And there's obviously body dysphoria sometimes, gender dysphoria. That's always existed. But it's only since the 1930s that gender reassignment surgery has been possible and it's spread more and more. And obviously these hormone treatments. So yes, there've always been people who've dressed up as the opposite sex, transvestitism. But now there are some people actually believing they are something that they are not. That is a delusion. I put it to you that objective reality exists. And if someone is laboring under misapprehension, surely psychiatry's role is to bring that person back to reality and make that person accept the truth and not play along with a delusion or a fantasy or whatever. So I think it's a bit worrying, but it has become fashionable. And yes, there've always been people like that who wish they were the opposite sex, but I don't think anything like the numbers they are today. And what do teenagers like to do? They often like to, shock middle-aged people. They want to upset their parents, and what better to do than this? So it has become a bit of a fad. Of course, people are jumping on the bandwagon. So where were all these people a very long time ago? Goodness. I think it's problematic, really. It'll be the end of women's sport. It's because why are there separate categories for male and female? Well, it's blatant because males have an advantage as tending to be bigger and more muscular and so forth, and not having menstruation and pregnancy to contend with. And this is where third wave feminism has gone wrong in some cases. It's aligned with that. And all right, there are a few feminists are sensible on this issue. What else? Talk about sexual harassment. Obviously, that's bad news. Nobody wants to be harassed by definition. But we've got to work out what harassment is. So if a woman, particularly at the workplace, is asked on a date and she declines, right, that's that. What if the same person asks the very next day? Is that constitutive harassment? I find that problematic. I realize there's a point where she's being annoyed so much, being slightly worried, being made to feel not entirely safe, that is tantamount to harassment. Paying someone a compliment, what can you say? And the trouble is we've got this hair trigger response. So there's just this overreaction. And someone's career can end. It just have a terminal effect in your career, sending somebody roses or a Valentine's card or something like that. And I think we need to regain proportionality instead of making a mountain out of a molehill. So this would have a terrible effect on your career. If you're a man, if you say one long word, if your eye is allegedly rests on someone for too long. And it is staggering and nauseating that a movement that always harps on about bodily autonomy should want to criminalize looking at people. Yeah, you got that right, looking at people. Now, so aggressive staring, I mean, what's aggressive? How long is too long? It's also discrimination against the neurodiverse. Some people have little sense of propriety. whatever, these unwritten rules of society, autistic people, they don't pick up on this. People with Asperger's syndrome and so on. Should demanding careers magic circle cater to maternity leaves? Wow, that's a good question. Obviously, they do anyway, because maternity leave is there by law. I don't actually agree with paternity leave is not needed. If companies wish to grant it, fine. On the other hand, you know, we're facing a demographic death spiral, but the world population is 8.5 billion. The human race is not about to disappear. So maybe we should be providing more for the children who actually exist, and not encouraging people to have even more children. People want to have children, that's magnificent. I shan't stand in their way. But those who don't have children shouldn't have to pay for others' lifestyle choices. Right, well, thank you very much for watching my channel. Please tell me what you think. All right, goodbye then. Toodle pip and cheery bye-bye.